Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. It is Thursday, July the 13th. What's going on, everybody? We had obviously some more entertainment from the media and the other things, and of course it's a bunch of bull. But that's what it is, and that's what we got to deal with. But today's show is brought to you by Audible Books. Today's podcast, get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 player. But in the meantime, so we got a bunch of crap. And, of course, the biggest amount of crap is, of course, the crap on the Hill, where we have the semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony. And the question is will... What will the Fed do? And, of course, we know they won't do anything worthwhile. But will the data... force them, and I don't know that the data will force them. I mean, the bond traders might force them. You know, the fixed income markets, but they're itching to get off zero. You know, well, God forbid, God knows why they're interested to do anything. I mean, they have not made, in my opinion, they have not made one good decision in the entire time. So I don't know why I would expect this to be different. Obviously you can tell that, you know, they just don't understand business. And, you know, unfortunately for us, you know, what we need is someone who understands a business model and how to create successful businesses, not somebody who knows how to print and give away free money. I think this is always an issue that nobody wants to talk about is the liquidation of our cash. That happens to be, in my opinion, you know, something that is A, very dangerous, and B, going to create one hell of a mess when it decides to unwind. And the unwinding will come, you know, when, you know, it comes. You know, you can't time that. They think that they can time everything into what they want to do and the way they want to do it, because they're still used to, you know, trying to read the book, right? You know, they understand books. They don't understand business. And that is not, Bubba says, a good combination. You know, give me people that understand how to work, how to get your hands dirty, and how to do more than one job. You know, I had an employee working for me. I've had a number of employees over the years in trading, but I had a guy that had hired, and he worked for me for a while, and you know, we got busier, and I had things for him to do, and things that I did every day, you know, and I said, hey, I need you to do this. And he said, well, that's beneath me. I said, oh, okay. I said, it's not beneath me, but it's beneath you. I said, well, get the F out of here. And I fired him. But my point is that you need people that are willing to take the challenge of everything, because if you want to be successful, you know, unless you were born into it, but even a lot of those guys have actually, you know, worked their asses off as well trying to figure it out. But you know, you got to learn how to survive in a world that is not always, you know, in your favor. And you know, that's just the way, you know, life goes. You know, things do go wrong, you know, and you have to make sure that, you know, you're from the understanding that, hey, you know, if we don't do business right, we don't take care of business, we have a bigger problem. And again, that's just to me that, you know, where the Fed just so flatly falls off. And that also goes for Congress and the Senate. All right. Now, again, there are many businessmen in there that have been very successful and went there. But you can't seem to get past the idiots that, you know, they don't seem to understand that a guy will come in and he made, $20 million, whatever, name a number. Pretty successful. And he made it on his own. He didn't get it. It wasn't gifted to him. He didn't, start, and he built these businesses. And yet the guys that don't know about that stuff, the Bernie Sanders of the world, they think there's a better way. Now, again, is it better to give things away or is it better to have everybody earn it? I mean, it just becomes to a point where it's ridiculous. And of course, now we're having a major meltdown in retail stores. We're having a major meltdown everywhere in a lot of different businesses. And yeah, the companies are happy because they're getting the big bucks. What do they care? At the end of the day, they're going to have the money. And that's their concern. They're not worried about the rest of it. They're worried about what's in it for me. Okay? I mean, listen, you own a business. That's what you're concerned about. What's in it for me? And that's what they're concerned about is what's in it for me. And, of course, they continue to do their deal and not take care of you and me. But they take care of themselves. And this has to be something that, has to be stopped. I mean, you have to stop the bleeding, as they say, right? So how do you stop the bleeding? Well, you got to find out where the leak is, and then you start plugging them up. But, of course, these guys don't ever want to plug it up, because why would they want to do it? They would only be taking away from themselves. So that's the sadness of what we're seeing today. That's the sadness that, has been a long part of Congress and the Senate, but has never come so much to the forefront because you didn't have a president who really don't give a rat's potatoes about what they say. He wants it done the way that a businessman would be done, which is the respect that you have to show from a business standpoint. And of course, if you ran the United States more like a business, you would have a better way of doing things, and you would not be so far over budget, and we wouldn't be in so much deficit, and we wouldn't have so many problems, so that we could actually fund our military without having to reach in somewhere else. We could actually do some of these other projects. But of course, the House and Congress guys, they don't want that because they don't want to lose their votes. They don't lose those voters who are, socking it to them and putting them in there all the time. But again, this is another facade. This, we're going to stay. We're not going to take our 2-week recess. Like, what the hell are you going to do those 2 weeks? Then you can do any other 2 weeks. When I was a salesman 40 years ago, I had a guy, you close. And I had a guy said, "Hey, everything is great. Why don't you come back tomorrow and we can talk about it?" And I was with my boss, right? I looked at him square in the eye. I said, "What the are we going to talk about tomorrow?" And he actually ended up buying. But again, do you think that these guys can't get this done? If they're really going to get done, you think that 2 weeks is going to make a difference? They're not going to stop the BS. It's just going to be 2 more weeks of crap instead of them not being there. But, that's the way things go. But in the meantime, today's show is being brought to you by Audible. And, of course, for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. They give them an opportunity to check out their service. Go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. And don't forget, libertytalk.fm gets you a download of The Bubba Show every day. And, of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, if you haven't checked out Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com, do yourself a favor. Just go check it out. Do it for me. Okay? You want to hear more? Let's see. I need some input to see if you guys want me to continue to do it. I'd like to hear from you. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Bubba_trading. And we're going to step out here for a break. We will be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you in about 2 minutes. Right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, I look at a lot of the things that are going on, and I don't know, it's fascinating, I guess you could say, but... we did talk about some of this on Monday as well, and I just don't really you know, understand how we can be in this mess. This is a total pile of crap, you know, that my dog leaves outside. That is just, it's so ridiculous. It's not even worthy of like kindergarten shit, watching these morons work. But I did want to go back and, you know, cover some of the stuff we were talking on Monday and actually look at some charts and what I'm seeing here. So we're going to go back in time. We're going to get in the Wayback Machine, me and Mr. Peabody. And we're going to go back and look and talk about some of the topics we talked about on Monday. And then we got some other things going on. So we're going to let you hear this. And we'll be back live after this. Here we go. Economic releases where they push the Fed. And I think this is, you know, something that's going to happen. Look at, you know, if anybody remembers, before the first rate increase, I said that the bond market was going to bend the arms of the Fed because the bond market's pretty big. You know, the bond market, the fixed income market's pretty powerful, as I've said many times. The fixed income market is probably 10 or 15 times the size of any other market in the world. All right? They're pretty powerful. And they can push. And again, I don't know. You know, this Fed looks for this phony inflation, which, you know, I keep paying more money for everything, but they keep telling me that we're not inflating because they're not inflating the assets that they need to get to higher tax them. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. No raises for years. Well, we've had three back to back. Are you talking about working raises? Yeah, of course. Terrible. Jobs or service level, engineering, our manufacturing wage was insignificant. Yeah, right. Correct. It's all service jobs. And those jobs are going away. Listen, you start going to restaurants, there'll be no more servers. There'll be iPads. The guy on who I think owns AppleTree or whatever, he owns a big chain. He owns about 400 restaurants. They have iPads now. They don't use, you know, instead of having 10 servers, they have one. People order themselves off an iPad. And of course, again, this is just a relook. Here's the fat finger trade. Now, really, anybody believe that was a fat finger trade for 8,000 contracts? I don't think so. Earnings season starts again. I said earlier, and again, yeah, they keep making more money, but that's because they keep cutting back on help, and they keep, you know, they keep doing everything that nothing benefits the overall general economy. It benefits the very wealthy, but listen. There's one thing that's saying we heard all our lives, the rich get richer, and they benefit from times like this. And, of course, I don't have a problem with that, but I do have a problem with the way that they try to spin it, because the spin does not help me. It doesn't help the middle class, and I'm irritated. Here, consumer credit. If people are borrowing more money off their credit cards, which ties in with Amex. All right. You know, Amex is, they're trying to start, they've made a conscious effort now to move more towards travel and business and getting people to borrow to run their businesses for them. Now, again, I would do that too. Listen, if I was getting usury rates on money, I'd be doing that too. You know, I'd be giving out those free 90 days or a year free interest, because, you know, people take the money, they can't afford it. And then when it finally comes due, that interest kicks back all the way back to day one. I don't know. Pretty frustrating. And lastly, hedge funds are the shortest they've been in gold since right here. And what happened after they got that short? Oh, my God, a big rally. Okay. End of the day, again, it's a game, and you just got to understand who the players, what they're doing, and not get trapped in by a lot of the nonsense. That's the real key out of all this. But let's get down to the real key, which is looking at some charts and trying to make some trades and see if we can find a spot to make some shekels. All right. Apple, Alpha Alpha, Papa Lima, continues to stay in this little area here and has not broken out yet. Obviously will. I think that we call this a neutral, but looking for a spot to sell, I believe. And, actually, we wanted to sell at 150, which we never got there. but we are now starting to narrow in again, and I would expect the move. I would expect it to be lower. It does have earnings in, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I mean, I would still be obviously a seller. I'd be a seller now at 146. And I would look, take a peek at 142 as a potential a potential buy spot. Trump just canceled plans to build a new FBI headquarters. And maybe I just want to build it for Comey. All right. So I think this is 146 sale. I think you can look at 142. Not a huge fan, but you could look at it. Alpha Golf Quebec. All right. So we were looking for a spot to buy, and it just never stopped going down. So there's no reason to even get in. Again, this is why when we talk about play levels, you know, if they keep going down, okay, there's no real reason to buy them. Again, you want to wait until the time that they stop going down. And obviously you don't know, but you can see in reference when a chart stops going. Let me show you a short term, because actually I was actually watching this very closely today. And I want to show you something. Here. Okay. So here we were dancing around in the Dow. These are the Dow futures. And all of a sudden they broke down and all of a sudden they just stopped. The rally came right back, and all of a sudden they just stopped. All of a sudden, they peaked up a little bit, and you can see that they refused to go down. Here they made another attempt to push, stopped. You can just see this was going to start to probably go higher, and that's what happens when they're going down. You need to wait until they stop going down, and the way you stop is you switch to a shorter time frame chart that will give you a better indication as to what the market. Because remember that all the charts are the same, and the shortest term always has to work its way backwards into the longer. So that will help you, because the pattern will change first there. So right now I have no call here. I mean, I look for a spot to buy it, but there's nowhere to buy it. I'm not chasing it down here. I think we'll see a pop here. But in the meantime, I think if you want to be in silver, I think probably SLV is a much safer play. You're not going to get that big of a pop right away, but you can hold it without having it drilled, you know, the way this trades versus the way that trades. AMBA, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. We thought we could buy it right here, and look where we are. We're still in the same spot, okay? It broke a little bit down. At the end of the day, all right, we were here. Here's where we talked about it. We could buy it right here. Look, we've gone absolutely nowhere. Now, is that a good sign or a bad sign? Well, I think the way this chart looks is a pretty good sign. What I'm seeing right here is, notice, and those of you who have been with me the longest remember this pattern. This is a rounding bottom, all right? Now, again, does that mean we're going to that? No, it means that it seems to have found some pretty good support for now. And for now, I would not be anything but long this stock, and certainly it's got a chance to run to 55. Now, I would be a seller at 55. I think the first plateau is going to be probably around 52. Okay. I think right about here is going to be where you're going to find the first bit of trouble. But it doesn't mean that we won't go right through it. I think that this is what you would look at. And as you noticed, we've been underneath this forever. So there's been a lot of pressure here. It tried to peak, then it came down. But the way that it rebounded here, very similar to here, and it did fail. So again, it's not a guarantee, but this is a nice little move. If it gets followed through tomorrow, it's probably going a little up to 54 or 55. And I think that's the key to look at and to watch. Certainly, I wouldn't have a problem being a buyer at this at 49 or 50, and I would not have a problem selling it at 55.
And we'll be back after the break with more of looking at some charts. And, of course, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible Books, and of course, you listeners of the Bubba Show, Audible is offering a free download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend Fed Up or Creature from Jekyll Island or Stuart Woods and Stone Barrington. But again, they're all available that I know because I have them all. So you can, you know, pick a book that you like. There are all kinds of great stuff. And to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com
/The Bubba Show. Again, that is audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. And we'll be back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back with more. Jupiter and Mars.
In other words. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, today's show is brought to you by Audible Books. And, of course, go check them out at Audible Books, audibletrial.com/Bubba, The Bubba Show. I can't remember my lines. Can you imagine? Audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Check them out. 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, Android, and MP3 player. And did you go to Amazon? Did you go to Prime? What a pain in the ass that is. I don't know. I tell you something. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the, you know, I think it's great. Look, the sales are fine, but you know, I bought something and I didn't know how to do everything on Amazon. So I was waiting to hear back how to get in. In the meantime, it went up $30. So I was sitting there. I go, what the? But anyways, you know, listen, they're a great company. I mean, I don't know if they can support the regulations, but they're certainly a great company. And Bezos is doing a hell of a job, as much as you may or may not like them. But in the meantime, let's go back and listen to some charts we read about on Monday. Here you go.
You could fill back all of the 58. That could also be correct. I don't disagree. According to his 13F March filings, Soros just shy of $1 billion in index puts on a $5 billion fund. From what I can say, not a surprise. Beer got at the bottom. Not a surprise at all. Again, but I hate to be on the same side of him because I hate him. Because he's a turncoat piece of he's a traitor. Okay. Anyways, I don't mean to trade. I mean the AITOR type of traitor. I'm not gonna get into it here, but go read about him a little bit. So here I'd be a little bit of a buyer looking to be a seller at 55, and as my man says, maybe you can go to 58, which is certainly possible. Fill that gap. Now Amazon. All right. We thought that, you know, you want to be more neutral. And of course, it did drop. And not surprising. Again, I don't get excited at this kind of a drop. OK, I was kind of getting excited because it looked like it was going to turn. But now again, here's another example. All right. Look what happened here. Boom, 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 boom. Stop. Higher, low, up and back they go. Again, it's not always that simple and that clear, but that's what you kind of look for when you see these patterns. If you go back and look in history at some of these charts and where the moves came from, you'll see some action that's just like this. Now you get the V, you get all different ones, but this is pretty consistent. And based on where we were, that would have been a spot if we were wanting to buy that I would have said maybe, you know, 940 or 960. You know, again, that's where we were kind of playing anyways. So now, I mean, look, I am ready to get short this. Okay, I am ready to sell at 1,000. Now, this is a big trade. It's a big stock, and it's hard for most people to play it because it takes a lot. It requires a lot of capital to be in this particular stock. I don't care if you're not what you're doing. Okay, unless you just want to sell some spreads, which certainly, you know, I would have no problem selling call spreads in here if you wanted to kind of be in, but you can't. It's hard to get in. You can't buy naked puts here because you're paying, you know, even out of the money, you're paying, you know, $20 or $25. I mean, it's just too big. All right. It's to do the ratio spreads. You got to do it. Still requires a lot of risk because, again, you have to go wide enough to be able to make it worth your while. So it's not a great trader for smaller traders or smaller accounts because it requires capital and no way that, you know, to trade this in this stock, you have to have a minimum of $25,000 account, in my opinion. Which is why we never traded
I just like it. I like to watch it. I like to trade it. Psycho Spam. Oh, yeah, he's that too. Listen, I can't say it. All right, Apache. All right, so we thought we could be a buyer around 45. Look at that. Jeez, they called bingo. Bingo. No, I mean, again, it had bad news. You know, somebody got nervous about it. We had a position on somebody got nervous about it and said, uh-oh. And I go, that's probably a good buying opportunity. Sure enough, there it is. All right. Now, again, I'm not trying to show that it's a genius. I'm talking about just the charts. It's, you could, if you could teach this to a geometry student, okay, in fourth grade, they could follow these charts. If you understand what you're trying to look for, all right, you look for these things because they happen. They repeat over and over again. The same types of patterns, the same things happen, and you look for when they extend one way, you got a big heavy chance that they're gonna go the other way for at least for a little while. And of course, that's why I write those notes to you guys when the markets are going straight down, because nobody cares when they're going straight up, everybody's happy. But when they're going straight down, people get a little nervous. But you also have to be patient enough to wait for the opportunities. So here, I think that it's still a sale at 50, but I would almost be willing to sell it at 48. If you're aggressive, you could take a look at 48. I think that'd be a pretty good area. If you want to be a little more passive, 50 is probably a better spot, but I want to be a little bit more aggressive here because I do, again, tie it together with oil. Yeah, but APA, Bubba had him first. boy. All right, Baba, Alpha, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha. All right, again, we said you could sell call spreads, which actually did work. But look at the, now, look at here. We just talked about this. Here, look at the, how that tried to sell off. So not only is it making a higher low, but look at how it just telling you this is pretty strong right here, and it's got to pop probably one more time. Now, would I like to be short this? Yeah, I don't understand why I could be here, but it is. It's here. It's going up. I can't buy it, right? We can't buy it right up against 145. That would be some possible resistance. So, but I can't, I'm not going to sell this. I mean, you know, again, if I was selling it, it would be pure out like, okay, I don't care. Let's just take a whack here. So I have to remain neutral. I really can't sell it. And I guess you can still buy it at 135. That would be still my buy point. ConocoPhillips, Charlie, Oscar, Papa. All right, so 43 to 47. Oh, geez, look at it. Another low right here. Now, this is, you know, pretty tricky here, but it had a nice move last week while we were sleeping. All right, and here's perfect what we were talking about. This is kind of similar, right? It started to round up, and then boom, it popped. Then it came, sold right off. So let's see what happens here. Again, I would have no problem. The long-term trend here is down. But again, I'm a big fan now of these some of these oil stocks. Yes, I think oil is going lower. But I have no problem stepping into some of these stocks, you know, like Conoco, Al Halliburton. In fact, I added a new one for this call to Schlumberger later. But again, I have no problem buying those because I think they're at depressed levels. And yeah, they can go a little bit lower. But again, I'm hedging them. I'm putting in my long-term account and I'm hedging them. So I don't really care. But certainly you could look at the beer buyer, you know, 43 or so around there. And I think you probably could look at 45, 46 first. And then I think you might eventually see 48. Facebook, going up 45%. Now, we said watch it. For those of you who feel like gambling a little bit, all right, this is more gamble, but I would be a seller probably right around here, maybe a little higher. Okay. I did just full disclosure. I always want to give full disclosure. I did buy some puts today. And I bought the weeklies first because they were inexpensive enough that, you know, one of the things about buying inexpensive options at the time is that, you know, again, it's not the end of the world. I mean, I figured to myself I had about 30 cents or 25 cents worth of risk, and God knows how much I could make if it goes in my direction, because they're not going to go to zero tomorrow. And I only paid 77 cents, I think. So, again, those are some of the things I'll do, but that some of those kind of trades are somewhat prohibitive as well, depending on the commission structure that you pay and things like that. So you have to be, you know, careful there. But you know, that's what I'm looking to do. But I again, I think it's more of a risk play.
You know, it's not exactly as clean. Normally, I wouldn't do it, but here I think it does. It's just the way that it went up the last 2 days, and we are coming to the upper end because if we just clean this chart up for a minute, I mean, really what we've come to is just the top end of consolidation, the way that I look at it, okay? So, again, me, I look at it that way. I'm just, again, it's a little bit higher risk kind of a trade. It's not something we'd normally do, but that's why I'm just telling you exactly what it is. That's the chance, that's the risk I'll take here myself. In the meantime, you know, I'm not really a big interested, you know, for everybody, I'm not a big interested seller. I do think 155 is a good spot to take a whirl, and I think it probably trades either back to 148 or to 146, and then you could probably be a buyer.
And, of course, that's the way you have to, you know, interpret when you're looking at charts and you're trying to figure out how to trade. And that's the same way that we look at, you know, different markets. You know, when we're looking at opportunities and where to trade and how to trade them. So, you know, just keep that in mind when you're doing your thing and you're looking for a place to get involved, that, you've got a reason to be there. You understand where it could go. You understand how you're going to get out, and you work it on from there. I mean, I think that's really important. And for you, the listeners of the Bubba Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend, of course, Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth. She's a frequent guest of the show, and I think it's an unbelievable book. I think you can also pick, you know, many other books and titles that you like, and you know, fiction, nonfiction, and self-help and things like that. Anyways, download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. And, of course, The Bubba Show can be found at libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, you know Bubba's bottom line. You got to check it out. I'm telling you, you'll have some fun. You know, you and me, I'm not afraid to fire. So go check it out. And we're going to stop out here for break and come back with Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio. And they're going to talk to me about grains and things like that. So we'll be back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Top of all, it's coming right back to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, well, we're going to talk a little bit farming, a little bit of ag products, and with Rural Rally Radio. So let's get right to the show with Marlon Bowling.
His spin on what's going to happen in the markets today. Good morning, Mr. Bubba.
What do you say, Marlon? How are you?
I'm doing fine now. Just as long as we can stay out of the heat and humidity, it's truly like the banana belt this week at the National Studios where we're based here in Nashville. And it sounds like a lot of the eastern half of the country is kind of in that situation, or let's call it the southeastern quadrant of the country. Very hot, very humid. Crops love that for growing weather if you can have adequate moisture. They really kind of tanked the grain markets overnight. Any clue what that was about?
Well, I think there's a little bit of profit taking here, Marlon. We've had, you know, one heck of a move here. If you look at, you know, beans are up, we're up like $1.40 from the lows, and wheat's up $1.30 from the lows, and corn's up. I mean, there's going to, even the train stops at the station for a break. And I think that you're going to see, you know, probably a little selling pressure. But again, looking for opportunities to buy, I think the stronger markets continue. I think, you know, we've been watching this for obviously for months and looking for this type of action. I think it's here, and I think you want to look to be you know, buyers on support levels as they do take some profits, because again, markets are going to take profits at points. And, you know, as long as we can continue the steady move higher, I think we're going to be in really good shape. And I think it looks like it's going to be a very good year. And I think that we're going to continue to go higher. But there will be, you know, some sell-offs. So there will be some opportunity to take some profit. And also, obviously, if you're in and you're a farmer producer, you should be taking a little bit of a hedge here and locking up some of these gains while still allowing yourself for higher prices. Because, again, what's the old saying? Bulls get a little bit, bears get a little bit, pigs get slaughtered. And I think it's just time to, you know, at least, again, I would never give up the upside opportunity. But there's a way way to, you know, at least stop. Here we say, okay, well, I'm at least locking in, you know, 410 and corner, whatever the number happens to be. But those are things that need to be done. I mean, because we're going to see some selling. And I know today's report is coming out. And I don't, you know, again, I'm not a big report guy. I think the money has already told us. And I think you can look for probably a little bit of selling off the report. But I think the overall underneath of the markets look very strong right now. And I think they will continue to try to go higher. And each sell-off, I think, will be now bought.
I know you're not a big fan of these data releases like this, but we have several reports coming out. One's U.S. production for corn and soybeans. We have ending stocks for the U.S., ending stocks for the world, wheat production estimates, and we also have soybean and corn production from Brazil and Argentina. Do you think any of those are going to have more importance than any other, or do they have more of a trend to change the market in July?
Well, Marlon, I'm a real huge believer that most of that information is already put into the markets. You know, you can kind of track it on your own. You know, and, you know, the big firms, they pay people to watch each and every crumb that comes out, every little report, every little, you know, the weekly reports that come out. So they've got a pretty good idea. And I think that's kind of when you see the positioning. And I think what happens is that we'll get the news, which has really kind of been priced in already, and we'll get a reaction. And then everybody tries to jump on the same side. And of course, then it fails because everybody's the boat is loaded up on one side and it can't possibly say it's going to sink. And that's typically, you know, more of the action. So you might see a quick reaction, but I would be more inclined to not worry about the report, watch it, and then if I wanted to trade off of it, I would trade off of it, and I would be certainly you know, protected to what I wanted to do before the report came out.
So you're thinking we'll get much more impact on the market on our, what is it, 11 o'clock or noon weather model updates then?
Yeah, there may be a quick gyration because the number for the average person could be shocking. So it will create some reaction there. But, you know, again, I'm a big believer that the money more tells the story. And once that initial charge settles, I think you'll see the actual true direction of the markets where they want to go. I mean, I would not be surprised to see some heavy selling off of the report first, no matter what comes out, and then see the markets reverse and probably move higher.
Ah, interesting. Okay, well, Todd, sit tight. I'll bring you back here in a little bit. We'll talk more about the markets. Todd Bubba Horowitz is in Chicago. We'll have more with Todd when we come back right after this. I've been hearing a lot of talk about the fact that there have been some very active cash farmer sales made in the country now that we've got the corn on the new crop back up above $4 again.
I've heard similar, and obviously it makes sense, right? You know, yeah, you know, you put it in bins like it's a like you're putting money in the bank. That's your bank, you know. And now we're getting some appreciation, and go ahead and take some profit and take some money out. And I think that's I think that should be expected, but there is a lot, and there's always something to do, and there's more coming. So I think that's a great, you know, I think that's what I'd be doing if I owned. I would take some off in the cash market now and continue to look for higher prices, but at least take some of that I've saved that I've had for quite a while.
What do you tell wheat producers that maybe have some wheat that is unsold at this point, especially the guys that have the spring wheat? Now, of course, that has not been harvested yet, but boy, that market has been wild for quite a while. It's set back quite a bit here in the last three or four trading days at least. So what's going on here? How do they do the marketing on this wheat crop this year?
Well, they can. What I would do is I'd set up a position and lock in this price up here, you know, give or take a few pennies and hold and see if it's going to continue to go. I mean, obviously we have all the makings of a big market here, and you know, we're having a little bit of a look at back to believe it or not 2007 when we had these big markets that started in wheat. And you know, I think that, you know, you could see, you know, a possible replay. I'm certainly not predicting that. I mean, I did love wheat, and I think that it's still going higher. In fact, I raised my target to the mid-sixes now. But in the meantime, I think that, you know, again, I wouldn't release that so fast here. I think I would, you know, try to lock it up and make sure that I capped in some nice profits, but didn't give up the potential if it continues to go. Because let's say it goes to seven. Who goes, you know, 657, 750, who knows? Obviously, we never know where it's going to stop. So you might as well, if you can keep it and put a way to lock it in, you can put yourself in a heck of a lot better position.
I was looking at an August lean hog chart, and I actually brought this up last evening on our evening edition here of Commodity Wrap. The lean hogs have been really selling off here for the past, four or five trading sessions or something like that. But they're getting close but have not violated that long-term uptrend line that is on the charts from back in April, the way it looks. Do you think they'll take out that uptrend line, or do you think that'll hold?
I think they're going lower, Marlon. I think that, you know, we had this, you know, if you go back to, 6 or 7 weeks ago, you had July and August at the exact same price, and now there's a $10 spread. There's a squeeze going on, and it looks to me like it's starting to end. I mean, we could attempt to take it out, but I think we have started to see lower prices. I don't see a real good forecast here now going forward, just the way that things are done here. And I think that you're going to start to see some selling come in here. And I think the key level will be on the downside is that if they get through 80, I think they're going like to 73 or 74.
So the spread between August and December lean hogs right now is almost $19. It looks like it's about $18.50, something like that. And it widened out a buck and a quarter just yesterday alone. It's getting really insanely wide. How long can they keep that up?
Well, that's my issue. That's why I have the look. And again, it's hard to say, we'll sell here, but it's hard to want to be a buyer into a market that looks like it started off as a squeeze. This is almost identical to the cattle when we go back to, February, April, June. And we had a very similar squeeze there. And this pattern is not very healthy and does not look like it's going to hold. If you go out and look, as you just mentioned, we look out in December, they're substantially lower in price than they are today. And that's, I think, something you're going to see. And I think that's going to bring prices down much lower. And I think once the squeeze is done, I think they'll start to drop rather quickly.
Well, we're here. We're at that critical time of year when the markets tend to, somewhere close to this point in time, kind of peak out during the season. And it's that time of year where you really need to stay in close touch with your market advisor. And what? You say you may not have one? Well, maybe give Todd Bubba Horowitz a call. Todd, if they want to call you and talk directly about the markets, how would they reach you there?
They can reach me at on my phone, which is 847-913. I can't remember my number. How's that? How about I give you my cell number, 847-722-7800. And, of course, you can always email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com. And I love to hear from you. And, again, just let's make sure we lock up some profits here and also let them rip, because there's could always more upside potential.
So the email address, bubba@bubbatrading.com. All right. I encourage him to get in touch with you. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks,
Mark. Have a good trading day today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir. Couldn't even remember my own phone number. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. But don't forget, libertytalk.fm. Download the Bubba Show every day. And have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.